Also, in addition to that, I would like to mention about the special things that Home Dairy, Park and Shop supermarkets did for their customers. The cafeteria was a delightful place to eat, but it was nice to take the family there on Friday fish night, all you can eat, for something like $1.50. This was about 1958. We often had fish fries in there, and the waitresses were delighted to have family groups and children. The waitresses would bring in special bibs and napkins for the small children, as well as put them in high chairs or booster chairs. When the children had finished their small servings, the waitresses would bring them cupcakes with candles. Of course, the tots always enjoyed that. The Park and Shop supermarkets gave special coupons for a drawing for a free ham. The drawings were always held once a week. The winning numbers were posted on large bulletin boards within each store, and it was always thrilling to know you had won another ham. The Home Dairy, located in downtown Saginaw on East Genesee, was right in front of the bus stops. 5 or 7 different bus lines in Saginaw, or bus routes in Saginaw, had their buses running and stopping right in front of the Home Dairy. This made it very convenient for working wives to run into the Home Dairy Company and pick up something from the delicatessen shop, the bakery shop, and take it home for a quick supper. These delicatessen items would often include salads and baked beans, potato salad, of course, ground sandwich spreads, and perhaps a special hot dish which was cooked for that day. Then the housewife could go outside the store and jump on the bus and run for home. However, I was just a young working girl at that time, in the early 50s, late 40s and early 50s. I always found it was better to go into the Home Dairy Company and get a Coke while I waited for the bus. The fountain was the first thing inside the door. It was very handy to drink a Coke while watching for my particular bus to come. The Home Dairy Bakery did a big business in baking wedding cakes, and many a bride in the Saginaw area had her bridal cake from there. I didn't, but I can remember going to the Home Dairy Company the day before my wedding and getting trays of fresh baked and sliced ham, and that was taken home for the rehearsal party. I could have had the reception at the Home Dairy Company, but I chose to go elsewhere. Home Dairy Company had a big banquet room on the second floor. They had a lot of dinner parties. I remember that Tuesday noon was always Christian businessmen's luncheon. I could expect my boss to come in after a long lunch hour that day. The bakery department down on the first floor, or which had its sales counter on the first floor of the store, but near the back, was always very handy for the office employees to run to Michigan National Bank or Second National Bank, which was nearby, make the daily deposits for the office, then run to Home Dairy Company and pick up a large assortment of rolls and cookies to take back to the office. The office I worked in was about 4 blocks away, and we always had a kitty going so that every Thursday I made bank deposits, and then I went to Home Dairy Company to buy some good to take back to the office to go with the afternoon coffee break. However, I wasn't the only person that did that. Many, many girls from offices in and around the area did the same thing. And then there were the fruit baskets the Home Dairy Company made. These were large wicker baskets filled with fruit and nuts. And this was what you had the Home Dairy deliver for you to a sick friend or the employee who was home ill, or someone who was in the hospital. In those days, there were so many small grocery stores all around Saginaw. Those were called corner grocery stores. But the big stores were in the downtown area. However, people didn't call it downtown in those days. That was going over town to do some shopping. My great-grandmother used to take me downtown, over town, to go to Kretschmer's. The stores over town were always considered as having the better and fresher items, while the many stores out in the neighborhoods did offer a lot of things for the 1930s. Somehow it was always considered that you went over town to do your big shopping. And of course, Grandma took me into Home Dairy Company and Kretschmer's and Junedale Market to do some shopping. But on the fringes of the downtown area, there were, among other stores, the Mary Market. There were more stores, but I can't remember their names. The girls who worked in the furniture store at the corner of Genesee, Lapeer, and Jefferson, the girls who worked at Sears Roebuck when it was up by Jeffers Park, and Consumers Power Company next door, would often go into Mary Market on their lunch hour and get a bag of groceries. That was the way they got a head start on supper. Of course, they did a lot of their shopping down at Home Dairy Company, but that was a little bit more out of the way for a few of the girls, so that if they went straight down Warren Avenue, they would get into Mary Market very easily. The Home Dairy cafeteria had a little system which I've never heard of in any of the other restaurants in or around the Saginaw area. The guest check was made in such a way that the waitress always tore a strip off the bottom of the guest check. Then she would tip your glass of water over, pouring a little of the water onto that strip. If the wetness would reveal a certain type of marking, you were entitled to a free second cup of coffee. And I didn't drink coffee. I often ate at the Home Dairy counter on a lunch hour. I especially like their big selection of old salads.